USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the $2 trillion massive economic stimulus bill that's pending in the Senate is a win for the American people.
The Senate bill, as you know, includes $350 billion in job retention loans for small businesses, with loan forgiveness available for businesses that continue paying their workers. They continue paying their workers. That's what we want. We want them to keep their workers and pay their workers. This will help businesses keep workers on the payroll and allow our economy to quickly accelerate as soon as we defeat the virus.
There are some objections from both sides of the aisle on the bill. Republican senators are not happy that folks that are not working can conceivably receive more money than if they were working on unemployment. And Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders wants more oversight on corporations that are receiving funding. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolfe is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now, today. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
The virus pandemic has triggered an otherwise unscheduled G20 summit. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
G20 leaders calling the emergency virtual summit on Thursday in response to the coronavirus pandemic, comprised of 19 nations, one of which is the United States, and the European Union. The group is going to discuss the next steps on how to handle the growing concerns of the virus and what it calls its human and economic implications. Members will also be joined by officials from the United Nations, the World Bank, World Health Organization, and the World Trade Organization.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says social distancing guidelines appear to be working to an extent as the coronavirus hospitalization rates are slowing across the state. Cuomo says overall the growth curve of the infection is still on the upswing. Numbers from this week, though, suggest progress in terms of hospitalization. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are weighing their options for how to avoid needing lawmakers to travel back to the nation's capital and risk exposing each other to the coronavirus while finding ways to pass meaningful legislation. Republican Senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, reminds everyone,
yeah, we're in a war. We're in a two-front war. We're in a war against the virus. And here's what I would say. Watch what's happening in New York. Do you want that movie to come to your neighborhood? I'm all for trying to jumpstart the economy and turn it back on where it makes sense. But what's happening in New York could come to South Carolina or any other place if we really don't watch it here. So here's my hope, is that we can pass this bill, which will put money into the economy, buy time, take fear and burdens off people, and we can focus on killing the virus. We're at war with this virus. I want to starve it, I want to bomb it, and I want to kill it. You starve it by having social distancing. To all those people who are not following the guidelines, shame on you. You bomb it by having therapies that will make it less lethal, and you kill it with a vaccine. When will we turn the corner? When there are less infections, therapies that really work, not just talked about on TV, and a vaccine's on the horizon, that's when you will have turned the corner.
You can keep up to date with all the news going on by checking out our website, usaradio.com, or following us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.